you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hello again, Ray.
Hey, Rob. What a nice day to be with you.
It's a good day to talk about entrepreneurship and business and, our favorite topic here. How has the process of innovation changed in Silicon Valley over the past five decades? You were a major mover in that market for three decades at least, and probably more as, you know, before
more
you
like
ran
five decades.
But, yeah, it's like five decades. So during this period, you've seen a lot of changes. And how has the process of innovation changed in Silicon Valley?
It's accelerating. You know, I just heard on the radio today that, Silicon Valley produces more patents per populace, as you would, than any place on earth.
Wow.
And so, that's why people, come to Silicon Valley, is that just the environment just kind of fosters innovation and creation. So, we're still creating patents at a prodigious rate. I mean, it's like, 4x what it was even 10 years ago. We're, innovation is actually accelerating as opposed to just leveling out or remaining stagnant.
How have they changed, you think? How has it evolved? And is it becoming more of a ideas centered on hardware or software? Is it just a mix of things?
It's a mix. I mean, the patents are just flying off the shelf, as they say. Success breeds success, or, innovation breeds innovation. And so the more innovative we get, the more innovative we get. And it becomes almost logarithmic. I shudder to think what's going to happen, in the next, 5 years. I mean, the innovation that's going to take place within the next 5 years will just blow our minds. I mean, we're innovating like crazy. Things are not stable at all. I mean, we're creating abilities to do things that even 30 years ago we would deemed impossible. So what we're doing is we're making the impossible possible at a very, very rapid rate.
And it just continues to be a remarkable era for this planet. I mean, just the changes that have taken place since the year 1900, 119
exactly.
years ago. And you think about everything that's changed. And right now we have the benefit of being able to watch the greatest period of innovation in world history, right?
Yep, no question. Everybody's trying to duplicate Silicon Valley, whether they call it Silicon Slopes or Seattle Slopes or
yeah.
whatever slopes they want. Everything wants to be some kind of a silicon something. And it seems like silicon is at the heart of all this innovation, and it's just going to continue to accelerate. And I'm excited. Even as old as I am, working probably for six decades now, working in industry for six decades. I'm excited and looking forward to, the next, let's see, depends upon how long I live, but for at mm-hmm. least the next decade or two, I'm just, with bated breath, waiting to see what's coming around the corner.
Are there any obstacles in the way of Silicon Valley being the continued leader over the next 50 years?
Well, it depends. The success in Silicon Valley is driving a lot of other areas that I named a minute ago, whether it be Silicon Slopes in Utah mm-hmm. or Seattle Slopes, or whatever it is in Seattle, and and you know, around the country, other areas are trying to be innovative. I know, you know, in India, Bangalore, and a few of those other areas within India are trying to become a Silicon Valley type area. And so, you know, and of course we know China is, we know that Shanghai and Shenzhen are looked at as being, you know, the new Chinese Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everybody wants to duplicate what Silicon Valley has done. I mean, you know, thank goodness that somehow or another, through serendipity or whatever, when I graduated from college, I came to Silicon Valley. It wasn't called that then. It was nothing but prune orchards and stoplights when I came here in the early 60s. And now, wow, I mean, it's, we don't have any more prune orchards and we have no more stoplights on the freeway as you would. But, boy, I tell you, this place is just, you know, busting out. I mean, it's, people are still, you know, just coming here like crazy to get involved in the pulse of innovation. So, you know, it's exciting. I mean, I don't know of a single state in the union that I'm aware of that, isn't trying to duplicate what we're doing here in Silicon Valley. I have a home up in Montana, and I was just talking to an individual who's going to be running for governor for Montana 2020. He was asking me how we can create a Montana Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of interesting. It's just interesting what has happened here in Silicon Valley, innovation, creation, that these companies, you know, that have just burgeoned here and all because, you know, people tend to, you know, the birds of a feather flock together, as they say, and they want to be around where it's all happening.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I think this would be a great topic for another podcast, which is just talking about the different places around the country that are growing their little Silicon Valleys and expanding. And it's actually diversifying Silicon Valley in different places like Atlanta and Texas and, you know, these different places. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool thing. Before we close out here, I was just going to mention this one thing. You were talking about the orchards, and I grew up in a place in Sunnyvale where I was raised that it was just only a few miles from where Steve Jobs grew up and had his house. And of course worked with Wozniak and created the first PC. But this was an apricot orchard where my house was located. So in our backyard, we had all apricot trees and a couple of apple trees, but the whole area there where I grew up was once an apricot orchard. So all the backyards had apricot trees in them.
Not anymore.
No.
You know, I mean, they're filled with buildings now.
I really appreciate your time again, Ray. You know, the listeners of the podcast can check out Tough Things First, the website, and get more information there on Tough Things First, the book, and also Ray Zinn's new book, The Zen of Zen. Also, he's on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And like I said, if you really want to stay in touch with what Ray's thinking about or doing on a daily basis, the Twitter's the place to be. So please check out Ray's collection of short writings in Zen of Zen and get the book, Tough Things First. Thanks again, Ray.
Well, thank you, Rob. It's always fun to be with you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.